This is the Ethanol Report. Rinsanity is running rampant across the country, and the ethanol industry is trying its best to bring some sanity to the debate over RINs. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen explains that a Renewable Identification Number, or RIN, is provided to oil companies for each gallon of ethanol produced in the United States under the Renewable Fuel Standard.
They're given away to them. RINs are the mechanism that EPA and oil companies use to demonstrate compliance with the RFS. We send a gallon of ethanol to a refiner that has purchased it. We also send a RIN number associated with it. Ethanol producers cannot separate, by law, that RIN from the gallon. Any trading that occurs with RINs or credits occurs between refiners or refiners and traders, not with ethanol producers.
So far this year, RIN values have been going up and down, increasing from about 7 cents to over a dollar at one point, which has increased calls from the oil industry for a repeal of the RFS, even though Dineen says it was the refiners themselves who wanted the credits to comply with the RFS.
They were established for situations where a renewable fuel was in short supply and high in cost. But with a D6 RIN today, which is the corn ethanol RINs, the exact opposite is the case. We have an ethanol surplus today, and the cost is less than gasoline, about 70% less than gasoline. We could produce a heck of a lot more ethanol were refiners willing to purchase it, and they would save more money. The volatility that we've seen in the RIN market thus can't be explained by market fundamentals. It's got to be explained by something else.
Oil refiners claim the volatility of RINs is driving up the cost of gasoline, but Dineen calls that nonsense.
There is no way that the opaque marketplace for RINs is driving up the cost of gasoline today. Refiners have to demonstrate their compliance with a report that they submit to EPA every February. So they're done with demonstrating their 2012 compliance. They won't have to demonstrate their 2013 compliance until February of 2014. There's just nothing that can explain the kind of volatility you're seeing today.
Dineen contends the oil companies are choosing RINs instead of blending more ethanol and trading them amongst themselves.
And it is nothing more than, in our view, a cynical and sophomoric effort to fuel hysteria over the RFS and to try to undermine political support for a program that is having great success in reducing our reliance on imported oil, in reducing consumer gasoline costs, in reinvigorating rural America, in driving innovation in fuels today. It has been a huge success, but they want to undermine it, and they hope that by creating confusion and hysteria around this issue, they can do so.
More information about RINs and how to stop the RIN sanity can be found on the Renewable Fuels Association website, ethanolrfa.org. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.